Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:05. That means it's ticket time.
Yeah.
This part of the show is brought to you by GNC. We have outside lands tickets for caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Those tickets officially, these are the single day general admission and VIP tickets. They go on sale today at sfoutsidelands.com.
Can you throw in the who?
Oh, yeah. Sure can.
These are for Sunday.
I see.
And also Lorde is playing that day.
Yeah, it's a great
and
lineup.
And Above and Beyond, Schoolboy Q. Young
Schoolboy Q.
Schoolboy Q is excellent. Don't.
He's
and
good.
Young the
I'm
Giant.
I'm saying that.
You know, Young the Giant, Bleachers.
Oh, yeah, Bleachers, yeah, Sunday is
right.
Actually a great
Lotus
day.
Lotus the Child.
Oh, the
I got to figure out how to go to that.
The Sunday one? Monday off.
Have you ever seen The Who?
No.
I mean, neither have I. It's
yeah.
The Who.
You can.
They're
take,
not. I mean,
you can
I know
take
that
a day off.
They did
Vinny.
Their final tour 20 years ago.
Right.
But
well, it just hasn't ended yet.
This is going to be an age-related end at some point.
Well, sure. I mean, at some point we're going right. to wake up, and then the celebrity trash is going to be the death of Roger Daltrey.
We're going to be like, we said away.
Pete Townsend.
They were in our backyard.
Right. Except it won't be quite as surprising as, like, you know, say when Prince went away. You're like, oh, I thought I had time to see that guy.
Yeah.
We're on each other's team.
Here's an important question from 925.
Huh.
That boy, when he ran away from the army to come to your house, did he get a going away present?
No.
You didn't,
he had to sleep in the boys' room.
Oh.
But you didn't sneak in and let him have one
final
last time?
You know, I can't say for sure.
Okay.
So long ago.
He was going to the army. My feeling is that you must have ditched him before that. Like, that was why you went to the army.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, you don't want to risk the wrath of Tony. Your dad would have killed you.
Oh, the one time he found a boy in my room. Oh, my God. It was horrible.
What happened?
Were you guys naked?
No. We hadn't even. It was the boyfriend who was visiting when my dad first let him stay at the house and never let him stay there again. And we had fallen asleep in my bedroom. The door was closed, fully clothed, like nothing even happened. My dad came home with the girl. And so they were in the living room. And I was just like, we just got to go out and face him. Like, you know, straightforward. Let's deal with this. I came out. Dad, we fell asleep in the bedroom. Nothing happened. I swear to God, nothing happened. He asked the lady to leave. Proceeded to yell at us. And I was crying like nothing happened. I swear to God. And then he told the boy, you can stay the night and then you can never stay here again. And that was that. So from there on in, we went to hotels every time he came.
Oh, yeah.
I've stayed at every hotel along the El Camino from San Francisco to South San Francisco.
Oh, that's interesting.
Some dives, too.
All right. Did I already say to call now? Because we need you to call now if you want to win tickets outside land. So this is Tangent Central, but we always circle back. Outside lands tickets, single day for Sunday. Call now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 9.
And don't forget, they go on sale today.
Yes. Is that at 10 o'clock? It's sfoutsidelands.com.
Uh-huh.
It's GNC's lowest prices of the season sale, now through June 7th, on diet and test support, fish oil, and more. Change begins at GNC. Select products only. Do I have a sponsor here? I don't.
All right.
Other than the one I just did.
Yeah.
You know, I want to make sure I get all of that, you know, the ad revenue.
The business. Going.
Sure. Get the business taken care of. A-Rod and J-Lo. Adorable. There are conflicting stories in all the tabloids. The National Enquirer is saying that A-Rod has been sexting and exchanging naughty pictures and video with a 34-year-old fitness model by the name of Lauren Hunter. They've been friends with benefits on and off since 2011. And he recently started hitting her up again. It may be because J-Lo dresses like this when she's not on stage. Here's a picture of the two of them getting onto a private plane, because that's how they roll. And she's just got like the frumpiest tracksuit and like a pair of like work boots on, Timberlands or something.
She's being cool.
Yeah, it's super cool.
What's he wearing?
Who knows? Loungewear.
Not much better. But he's a guy who was married once already and has all the money in the world. So I was thinking they are cute and I hope they're having fun.
Yeah.
But I hope they're not mistakenly expecting
the
storyline shouldn't go that way.
They're saying in the National Enquirer that Alex Rodriguez tried to arrange some physical interaction with this Lauren Hunter last month. Did you guys look her up?
I looked at her, sure, her face,
hot?
Body. Yeah, she's nice looking.
All right. He was going to Kansas City to do commentary for a Yankee game, but she couldn't go because she couldn't arrange childcare. She got three kids. One of them is with Marcus Allen.
Right.
So she couldn't arrange to get them covered.
Really?
Mm-hmm. NFL Hall of Famer. Lauren says that Alex Rodriguez is really into threesomes. She also says he's very rough in bed, well endowed, and circumcised. So we have all the info we need on A-Rod.
Who said all that?
Lauren Hunter.
Said all that.
A 34-year-old fitness model. Oh, and he likes her to dress like a schoolgirl.
She's 34 and has three kids? Is that what you said?
That is correct.
Wow.
And according to her, he's not all that into J-Lo. She doesn't think he's serious about the relationship. She says, I don't think he's sexually attracted to her. In bed with J-Lo, he's probably picturing me. Jennifer is going to be shocked. She'd be an idiot to believe he'll be faithful. Now, the same day that the Enquirer put this out, TMZ had a completely different story. This was, I was reading this yesterday. TMZ reported that an ex-fling of A-Rod's was trying to extort him. She supposedly threatened to release text messages between them unless he coughed up $600,000. They did not name the woman, so I don't know if these are two separate ladies or if this is the same woman and two sides of one story. But they claim whatever she's got on Alex, it's at least a few years old and definitely predates the relationship with Jennifer. A-Rod knows this, and so he's not budging. He's even prepared to go to the cops if she doesn't back down. And, of course, Jennifer is fully supporting him.
Well, she's probably used to people extorting her like her others in the past.
You know, that's the thing. When you're a celebrity, you're just so vulnerable. They can share that together.
Are the text messages in that story?
Oh, no. They're not.
I saw some earlier. I don't know if they're doctored.
Oh,
tell us.
It was, I read it like hours
pictures
ago.
Pictures and stuff too?
No pictures, but he likes to FaceTime, supposedly.
Oh.
Asked her if she was doing something to herself.
Ooh,
and the P word, see you next Tuesday. It was all kinds of stuff in there.
Oh, boy, that's a rough one to be using with someone you're
Can
into.
You record FaceTime?
Oh.
I don't know. Hooman, what do you think?
You could certainly screenshot something.
Yeah.
FaceTime? I don't have an iPhone. So I could see
why someone would want to FaceTime, because if you can't record it, then you can have your visuals.
You can
and
definitely
your,
Snapchat. I mean, your, the screenshot it.
Yeah.
And there's a way you can record Skype videos too.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Well, then you don't want to do that.
Right.
The whole point would be to not have someone have crap to hold over you.
Right. The way this is like, you know, one of the things that sucks about being a celebrity, like we all think, oh, it'd be so fun to be a celebrity. But then, you know, there's all this crap that goes along with it.
I know, like, you can't trust anybody.
You literally have to question everyone's motives.
Well,
when you're a normal person, you don't really have to. Or not the way you would.
A lot of them don't, though. A lot of them are still thinking, I can do anything I want. I'm me.
Right. Until they get burned a couple times. I mean, it wouldn't take much for you to reassess the entire way that you live your life and that it would become, you would suddenly, it would be so much more difficult.
Till it puts a dent in your pocketbook.
Right.
That's when people start to care.
Or you're publicly embarrassed. I mean, you know, if something went down in one of our lives, or just a regular person's life, it's, you know who cares? Your mom.
I always think of that James Franco thing where he hit on that little girl.
Right.
Oh, on Instagram or something?
Like, was she 15, 17?
Traveling with her family.
Right, some
little
Scottish
girl. Her up in later in the hotel.
Right, you got a boyfriend? Oh. What are you doing?
Dude, you're James Franco and she's a
teenager.
17-year-old with her family in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, just get a hooker. Says, 650, if you plug the phone into a computer, you can record anything on the screen.
Oh. Okay. Well, then you don't want to do that. He doesn't have to get a
hook. Whatever. Franco, he could do anything.
Go down to the hotel bar and be James Franco.
Right.
If you need some interaction.
Yeah, some chick would be like, I'll notch my belt with you, buddy. I would love to get a James Franco notch on there. That's, you know what, though? That's probably why people get themselves into trouble, because they know they can get it anymore. What they want is the thing they can't have.
The chase.
Sure.
The teenager on vacation with her family.
Sure. Whatever. Right. Like, that would have been a first for him, and he's had so many other, you know, I mean, I'm sure he throws itself at him all the time.
He's all, nah.
It's like, yeah, I just, you know what I want? That little girl I met earlier.
Ugh.
I know. Super gross. Speaking of naked chicks.
Yeah.
Heidi Klum. She's got a new coffee table book out called Heidi Klum by Rankin, and it's full of 10 years worth of nude photos.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Rankin is photographer John Rankin Waddell, who's had the pleasure of being, I think he's one of the only people who's photographed her. She's done tons of nudes, and she is comfortable with this guy, apparently. So he's the one who has them all.
All right. So this is approved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's okay,
oh, no,
good.
She's out promoting. Here's a picture of her with the... she actually says, I feel more comfortable nude. She just wants to talk about being nude. There's nothing wrong with it.
I know some of our audience hears this and just thinks boys are such pigs, but I'm telling you, nothing can make a heterosexual man happy like a naked lady.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean that to sound piggy, but good Lord.
Well, any naked lady?
Not any naked lady, but, you know, a lot of naked ladies. You'd be surprised.
We're not.
Yeah. Even any naked lady might give you stirrings.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I feel more comfortable when I'm naked than when I have clothes on. My parents have always been very free as well. Maybe I'm just a hippie at heart. Avita Zen. One day you're in, one day you're out.
All right.
She says, it's not like if you come to my house, I'd be walking around naked. But if it's a beautiful sunny day and I'm in my backyard and there's no one there, hell yeah, I'm going to take my clothes off.
Mm.
Thank you, Heidi. There's a shot of her running naked into the water that you had up in your office for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's she's just...
Backside shot.
It's just... She looks happy from behind.
There's a smile going
there's
on.
There's a smile on her, Heidi.
Yeah.
So, does it, you know what? I think I might have handed you the page that had the name of, oh no, Heidi Klum by Rankin. So if you're into coffee table books, you know, I do like coffee table books. Sometimes you go into like a bookstore and they've got like the pile. I always get suckered into buying those things. Like 20 of them, just like they're stuck under my coffee table. I have so many of them.
Let me ask you a related personal question.
All right.
You probably won't answer. You usually like to say none of your business. So we'll go, we'll expect that and
okay.
See where this goes. Do you ever think about a naked dude you've seen sort of and feel happy or warm inside by it? I don't mean necessarily get all sexy.
You mean just like picture his wiener?
It's just some naked guy, yeah.
Not really.
Right, so you can't relate at all because there is no doubt I think of some lady I've seen naked in real life, not some magazine, and will think... And it'll make me happy.
I will picture, like, you know, that time we were kissing or, you know, something that, you know, some fun
some
thing
action.
He did to me. Right.
Yeah.
But it's more, sometimes it's just something that someone said. That's kind of hot. Actually, there's a few lines from books that I think of a lot. Like, there's this, it's
from
called,
a book?
Yeah.
You never knew a book. I'm talking about a real-life person.
But I was imagining the relationship that these people were having in the book. There's a scene in Outlander.
Outlander.
I think that's the name of the book. It's about this chick who, she like goes to a Stonehenge and gets sent back in time and she meets this dude. But he, they wind up having to get married. I can't remember the whole plot of the thing. But as they do it for the first time, like he says some stuff that I'm just like, oh, man, that is.
Are you ever like, John, can you say the
no
verbatim
no.
say these words?
I wouldn't. No. Sometimes, like, John will, you know, be pretend romantic, and he, you know, it's always just, like, reminds me of, like, a bad Italian movie or something where he's just, like, you know, he like, sort of reaches for my face and closes his eyes and comes in, and I know he's just trying to gross me out. Like, I don't know why he has to do it. I'm like, this is the opposite of what you want my reaction to be, honey. Gross.
Not hot.
Not hot at all.
So my point is made. It's not the same for boys and
it's
girls.
It's not. That's not how I eroticize things. I'm definitely. I could do with. I don't care about the visual at all. It's about it's about the feeling. So yes, no. There's no. I don't picture
it's
you know a dude lounging with a leg up. You know, this is not. That's not doing it for me.
That's not necessarily what I see either.
Really,
a girl lounging with her leg up. But I do think.
Now you are. You're picturing it right now. Girl lounging, leg up.
Sure.
I'm reading some quotes from Outlander.
Uh-oh. Anything you can say?
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's stuff I can say.
It's not a sex book. No, there's like, you had to be in their relationship with them in the book.
Yeah, I'm just reading the quotes out of context, so it's just,
read me some of the quotes.
I want to hold you hard to me and kiss you and never let you go. I want to take you to my bed and use
slower,
you like,
Brynn.
Yeah, slower
I
and
want
God.
To take
say
you to
sex
my,
God. All right,
give me some porn music.
Come on.
I want to take you to my bed and use it like a whore.
Oh.
Till I forget that I exist. And I want you to put your head in my lap and weep like a child.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I remember that part.
You're into that?
Apparently, I am. Anything else?
Oh, there's tons more.
Oh, give me a little more.
I mean,
I'm fine with this.
Where did you learn to kiss like that? I said, a little breathless. He grinned and pulled me close again. I said I was a virgin, not a monk.
He was a virgin, by the way, the first time they did it. So that was hot, too.
This is all making me sick. All right.
It's making you sick?
Maybe it was the meat earlier. A lot of meat. Five
no.
in the morning.
Hooman brought this meat in from some friend of his restaurant.
Right.
I swear to God, it was delicious, but I took 4 bites of it. It was like eating a stick of butter. I'm like, I just can't have any more of
this.
It was
really good.
I'm like, what's wrong with her? Give me that.
Did you eat it?
I ate one piece. I'll go back for the other one. Did you put your piece back?
I did.
I ate your piece.
Sorry, oh, you ate her piece?
It was just, I don't know. It's just like, it was like eating that, like, you know, you ever eat pate where it's just, it feels like all you're just eating
fat.
That's
so good.
What's wrong with you guys? Where's the shameless plug? I'm trying to,
I was avoiding that, Vinny.
Oh, you were? I only have one
Hooman?
Button.
Yeah.
You're on.
Do your shameless plug. It's shameless plug time, Hooman.
So I got all this meat from the best meat guy this side of Mississippi.
The restaurant's called Mourad's. It's a Moroccan restaurant. They're actually doing a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood on Sunday.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that is fully pluggable. I'm
it is?
With that.
Okay.
Hell yeah. And I love Planned Parenthood.
Watch out for the protesters,
supporter.
Though.
It's actually for Planned Parenthood, and it's for the Ocean Society that National Geographic supports, which Vinny's all about.
Vinny!
I mean,
it's got a little something for everybody.
When they told me, I was like, this is crazy, but...
Mourad's, everyone.
is that
what it's called?
Yeah, it's Mourad's. Mourad. It's
but
it is technically more ads.
It's I know, right?
Is that in the Mission?
No, it's right near the Metreon. It's just it's at Mission in New Montgomery.
Call us, we'll give you directions.
But hey, I put it on my Facebook, the fundraiser. I can put it on the Saran
Vinny.
It's
okay.
All right, I won't.
The meat was very fatty.
It was delicious. Thank you.
Feel like meat butter.
My pleasure.
Kesha fans are, of course, not letting the Jerry Seinfeld snub gate go away.
That was mean.
They're mad as hell, and they are declaring Seinfeld over.
Oh, man.
It's a weird thing that she's a celebrity. Mm-hmm. She has some idea what it's like to be approached, and yet, even after he says, no thanks, please, no thanks.
A little one.
A little one? It seems like...
Well, she's used to getting what she wants.
You'd think she must look back at that and go, God, what was I doing?
Yeah.
What was I thinking?
The fans have started their own hashtag.
Uh-huh.
Hashtag Jerry Seinfeld's over party. Here are some of the angry tweets. These are delightful. Kesha is a legend who has 4 number ones and has sold 100 million records, while Jerry Seinfeld is an unknown trash.
Has Kesha sold 100 million records?
I seriously doubt
There's
that.
No possible way, right?
You know what? There is a possible way. People like weird things. Listen, I think she's great.
Come on, that TikTok song, that's the best.
No, I bought a couple of her singles.
But there's no way she's sold 60 million records worldwide.
Are we talking singles?
That's as of last year.
That's a lot. More than
2.47 million albums.
Oh, there
2
you
million
go.
Albums.
That's more like it.
And so, you know that they count now every time people buy singles or in certain amount of streams, that counts as a record. That doesn't mean people have her album in their collection. It means that they bought a single and 10 other people did, and that counted as an album. Oh. Yeah, they've totally reworked how they,
they do the
album charts. Here's another one. Show respect to Kesha or else your career will be ruined. When you hug her, you get accepted into heaven.
Wow.
Even if you didn't know who Kesha was, you still hug her. She's a effing fan. Kesha is a talented queen. I would hug her any day, and I don't know the other guy. He can choke. Anyway, the ardent Kesha fans have spoken. Apparently, Jerry Seinfeld is over. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
A cocaine vending machine.
Oh, where's that?
Exactly.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's true enough. It's Thursday. It's close, though. Yeah. I can smell it. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers.
Hey, everyone. If you go to the Alice973 Instagram, well, it was a very dramatic game last night. I'm sure Vinny's going to get into it, but we posted a picture congratulating your Golden State Warriors.
Oh, let me. I forgot. We all took a picture.
And Vinny, I picked this one because of your facial expression. I mean, it's just cute. So good. So transparent. So
both
good.
My eyes are closed. Super.
Well, you got a big, goofy smile. Come
it's
on.
It's a smile. You look like you're having fun.
All right.
Are you? I look too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really happy. I love the Warriors, and it's nice to see them doing so well. Our team is fun to watch, no doubt.
That's a cute picture.
Is this where we start?
No. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a car and driver 10 best 4 years in a row. Better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
This is where we start. Mm-hmm. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Start your summer fun today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/summerfun to get started. And summer has begun, by the way. Most schools are out, or this is their last week.
John's last day is today.
Yeah, it's on.
He came home yesterday. I go, one more day. He goes, no, it's tonight. I go, what? He went to the Jacob Collier show last night.
Is that the YouTube star person?
Yeah, the YouTube star guy. So I haven't talked to him yet, but he and John and Riley all went to this.
Jacob Collier?
Yeah, what's he known for?
Oh, that's that boy. Can you play some Jacob Collier? That's that boy who does all the vocals.
And all the instruments. He plays everything on them, and he's amazing. He's only, like, in his early 20s now, but he's been doing this for years, and he's, like, this super, like, jazz, like, genius nut. We played him before. I think didn't we do the Flintstones?
That's how I found
something?
Out who he was, right. But it was because you were talking about this show. So last night it happened.
The show was last night.
And where was it?
I don't know the name of the place.
Well, I guess
somewhere here in San Francisco.
My point is, was it a tiny little venue or?
It was probably around 1,000 seats. It was at an auditorium.
That's modest.
Yeah, yeah.
What's
no,
his name
not
again?
Huge. Jacob Collier or something like that. Pretty close. He does that, don't you worry about a thing.
Oh, he does that too?
He does a crazy great version of that. It's so good.
You're so hard on singers too. I'm surprised that you're saying crazy great.
Oh no, he's amazing. The
guy
he
plays instruments.
Plays
too.
Every
cool.
single
Check
instrument.
This out.
Is this one of his YouTube videos?
No, this is on BBC.
Oh,
but
so this is just boy.
Watch this. He has this weird instrument that he sings into it and does the notes on the piano.
Oh, it's the harmonizer. This is so cool.
SF Jazz Center.
Thank you. So he's made the keyboard play each note through this harmonizer, so it's just playing his voice.
Oh, that is so weird.
I know, right? It's cool, though.
He's really crazy talented. He does a lot of the Ed Sheeran stuff where he loops it in the live shows.
That's like God voice stuff, though, right there, isn't it?
I know. It's really neat.
Is he saying God stuff right now?
I don't... Hooman?
No, no. He's singing Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy? Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit religious.
Is that what
it's
like?
It's Danny Boy.
Play the non-weird version of Danny Boy.
Non-weird.
No, just...
No, that's neat. So that's what he went and
saw
last night.
But it was so funny because I was thinking all he could think about was the last day of school, but no, he didn't. He was like, what are you talking about tomorrow? Not tonight.
The concert's tonight, Ma. Aww.
So excited.
And your husband took him.
My husband and my older son, because by the time he bought tickets, there was like one good seat, and then they got two seats in the balcony, and they were going to switch who could be in the good seat up the front. And,
Got it. Well, anyway, happy summer, everyone.
Oh, yes, happy summer. All the kids are going to be back out on the streets. Be careful driving
out
there.
Drive slowly.
Your job this summer is to have fun.
Yep. Try to enjoy it.
Make memories that will keep you happy through.
So you have something to talk about on your radio show.
Your bummer job that you'll get someday.
Listen, a job's a job.
Yeah, you do have to wake up when you don't want to.
Yep.
Doesn't matter how much you love it. Anyway, here's what's happening. Many voters are going to be thinking about security as they cast ballots in Britain's general election. It's happening today. Polls open nationwide at 7 a.m. They'll be selecting lawmakers for the House of Commons, which is part of Parliament there. They just had a terror attack, so obviously it's top of mind for them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the man blamed for the nation's deadliest structure fire in more than 14 years. And in California, what did we say? The ghost ship fire was in yesterday's Chronicle. The last time there was such a deadly fire was back during the San Francisco earthquakes in the early 1900s. He's going to appear in a Northern California court on 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter today. He's scheduled to enter a plea. That's Derek Almina. And I told you about the other guy, Max Harris, which is Almina's assistant. They're going to fight the charges. So, as you would.
Right.
How big was your biggest baby on birth?
10 pounds, 2 ounces.
13 pounds, 5 ounces happened in Florida. A lady who says, I had a 10-pound baby before and... This thing was huge.
Yeah.
She had a toddler, she says. Mm.
I saw some pictures of this baby. It's the cutest. It's a little girl.
It is a girl. Mother and daughter are okay, by the way.
She's just the fattest little cherub. I just love a fat baby. She's just like,
I'm fat baby. Oh, quit pinching me because I'm so fat and cute. Oh, someone feed me some milk.
So cute, that baby.
I'm going to get you, big fat baby.
The baby.
She's crawling around with the sounds of Chloe.
I'm going to grow up and be Chloe.
Where's my thumping?
The mother's response to her 13-pound cuteness was to say, I won't be having any more children.
Yeah.
That's the last of it.
Blew her out.
I won't be having any more children that it'll be difficult to deliver.
In fact, the quote is, I'm done. I'm done. No more babies for me.
But I'm so cute, though. Even though you can barely lift me. I'm like a sack of potatoes. Adorable. Give me a squeeze.
You know, I got sidetracked by the whole summer vacation, and it makes me so happy to think the kids are getting out of school and all the fun they look to have.
Sure.
I forgot to mention the Warriors won.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
The Warriors won, everyone.
Oh, my God. It's great. Up 3.
Last night's game started a little late for me. So I was watching as long as I possibly could, and it was close the whole time. I was worried.
Exciting.
Yeah, too
That's
exciting.
That's the kind of game you want, though, you know?
I don't know.
The blowouts are boring. You want a nice, tight game.
Anyway,
beat them at their house, too. That's nice.
When I went to bed, it was close. And
I can't
not
believe
over.
You had to wind down, though, yeah.
And I was tired from... I just hadn't slept good. Anyway, they got the win. Game four is going to be Friday night in Cleveland, 6 o'clock tip time, and we are up 3 in the series.
All right.
Go Warriors.
Warriors.
They actually use the term booty call in the story, so I'm going to assume it's still...
A thing.
A thing people say.
People say that.
Out in the world. Booty call.
Yeah.
What?
I've heard people say that.
Sarah, I love when people say that.
Yeah, people say that. Gossip Cop says it all the time. Actually, the National Enquirer, wasn't I reading that this morning? They called it a booty call, too. It's a thing.
Have you done the booty call?
Yes. Years ago, obviously.
Right, but you have.
Sure.
And
had
you?
A guy I would
yeah.
had in my back pocket anytime I...
And so you'd Gotta be driving some. Home from somewhere, anywhere, leaving a party, and think, you know, rather than go home, I should go over to...
I'll just call this guy.
Whitey's house.
It wasn't Whitey.
It wasn't Whitey.
No. Whitey was my boyfriend.
I should go over to Timmy's house.
No, I never did that with Timmy. I go to a neighbor's house. Hey, what's up?
That's a booty call for sure.
Yeah.
You have a female caller.
You had a neighbor?
Uh-huh. He was a flight attendant.
Oh, so if he was around.
Gorgeous dude. Mm.
Where was this at?
When I lived in my apartment on Carlmont in Belmont.
Oh, my.
All right.
You can, I only know I'm pointing at you because you actually came over to my apartment one time.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I came there once, too. I remember that apartment.
I think so. I think you both came for the same thing.
Oh.
Weed?
What was that?
Sell us some weed?
I don't think that's why, but you know, let's go with that. It's legal now.
Anyway, I've never done a booty call. I've had some
people
I've had
call
someone
you for
show
a booty
up,
call
late at night, but I've never been. Hey, I was headed home and
you up
and just thought, you know, I'm horny. Maybe she is. Never. I always think girls would be like, really. You think I was sound asleep and wanted you to wake me for that? Beat it, punk.
You probably could have got away with a booty call. You know, but the thing is, when we were kids, we didn't have cell phones like we do now. Like these days, you can just check in with them. Hey, you up? What's up?
A little text.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. That's really
little,
my
like,
point.
Eggplant
is,
emoji. Hey.
I never thought I should just go knocking on someone's door.
Right.
Anyway, there's a 27-year-old woman named Christina Joy Rivera in Clearwater, Florida. And on Monday night, she started texting her ex-boyfriend, Ronald Koch.
Okay.
Do you think the CH is hard on this one?
Probably.
Anyway, Ronald got some texts about a booty call, but never responded. And around 5 a.m., she just decided to head over to his place.
All right.
Oh, so he didn't respond.
He didn't respond.
And so she took it upon herself. Oh, he's probably sleeping. He's not just ignoring me. He's not rejecting my booty call announcement, asking for a booty call.
Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you.
So she shows up at 5 in the morning.
How'd that go, Vin?
Unfortunately, she walked into his bedroom and he already had her replacement. Turns out he moved on to a new girlfriend, a woman named Julie Thomas. Christina did not respond well to seeing her replacement.
Is that a case of a side piece getting some cheating on you?
I don't know exactly the makeup of all of the people and their positions, but I do know that Christina started punching Julie in the face and didn't stop until someone pulled her off.
Oh, my God.
She was arrested for felony burglary and assault or battery. Do you stay with the boy who has chick showing up?
The crazy ex-girlfriend?
Wake you from a sleep with punches to the face?
Well, listen, his reaction in the next few minutes is going to be crucial to making that decision for me.
Good answer.
Because we are teetering right now.
Yeah, I'd be gone.
I'm sorry, you have some volatile ex friends. Did you see something?
Yeah, like a huge bird.
Is it that same bird that was on top the other day?
I don't know.
Remember that big fat one?
Right outside the window there.
Yeah.
That was did you see that?
Out of the corner of my eye.
I was like, well, what? It was like Batman just went by.
And Bryn was laughing, so I was like, what did he just do? Making lights flicker up there on that window or something.
Yeah.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. You can text us anytime. 408 says, I saw The Who at Oakland in 1976 with the Grateful Dead opening.
Oh.
The Who are possibly the greatest live band ever. I've seen them four times, and they're always kick-ass.
Oh, I'll bet they're amazing.
They're playing Outside Lands. They're closing the show, actually.
Did The Who do a halftime show 10 years ago or something?
I want to say they did.
I want to say we raved about that, like that they did a lot of the overhead shots, and it was like visually stunning. And, of course, you know all the Who songs. Well, if you're our age anyway.
Oh, yeah, I think you know them. There was a Who song that opened up CSI, right?
Actually, all the CSIs each had a different Who song that opened it.
Oh, 408 says, Vinny, if it makes you feel better, it's Gay Pride Month, and men feel the same way about men. The body is just beautiful.
Hmm.
No wiener is the same. It's just beautiful.
Lovely.
So that's nice to hear. So what they're saying is it's a man thing, and who you covet is
irrelevant.
Right.
We just want to see it naked.
Men are just visual.
Front and center. Let's have a look at that thing.
And we love what we love.
Right.
So there's the
point.
And
we love to look at what we love.
Right. And it brings about happy, awake feelings, almost like a cup of coffee would. That rememory of that time she stood there in the bathroom and didn't flinch as I stare, took her in.
Oh.
Or whatever.
Right.
You know?
See, what you just said was hotter than what I would picture.
Oh.
Like, pictures, they're just not as hot to me.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, when I would look at naughty magazines when I was a kid, like you'd find somebody's older brother's stash or whatever.
Oh, like Squanch or something.
Sure, Squanch. The Penthouse Forum that was where I discovered that I was like, oh my God, this is like, who cares about the naked ladies? I'm like, what do I care? Yes, I know.
I just broke my arm raising it, everyone.
That was good. You got to be careful. You have a shoulder thing.
I do, and that's the bad shoulder too, by the way.
Just raise it. Or you could just nod. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to crawl out of this break. What's coming up next?
What Oliver Stone is up to.
Oh.
I know. It's very interesting. It's about to start airing, and you're going to want to hear who the latest subject is.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.